Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the broadcast today, Mason Van Howling joins us. He's the CEO of University Medical Center, here for the whole show from Las Vegas in an all-new Nevada Newsmakers. I'm here at the Carson Valley Inn in Minden with Joey Whitaker. You have a great hotel here. Mike Pegelman's invested a ton of money into this place to make it just gorgeous. Tell people what they can expect when they come down and stay.
A real quality experience, Sam, and the rooms you've stayed in them, they're good size, very well appointed, clean, and for about $65 Sunday through Thursday right now through the winter, after you're done with your meetings, you take a nice, beautiful scenic drive and come stay in a very nice, beautiful room. It's not a long way to get away to the Carson Valley Inn.
Like a traditional handmade basket, retail is woven into the fabric of life in Nevada, from big box to mom and pop. Retail supports our communities in countless ways. Jobs for the disabled, team uniforms for kids, help for the elderly, and so much more. Retail employs over 1 in 10 workers. Retail supports Nevada, and we support retail.
RANNV.org.
Pro Group Management offers workers' comp services to a growing number of industries. As businesses grow and change with the times, the need for a solid workers' comp program must be flexible and up-to-date. The evolving nature of regulations can make staying ahead of complex tasks challenging. But Pro Group Management simplifies the work so your industry can move forward and succeed. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Before the masks, before the distancing, before the world changed, UMC was ready. Our response to COVID-19 began before the crisis did, with our own team of infectious disease experts who've spent their careers planning for this moment. With a pandemic response plan we'd practiced again and again, and by blazing new trails in large-scale testing, including every patient we admit. Always ready. UMC.
Nevada Newsmaker Studio is located at the headquarters of the Nevada Trucking Association. Motion and purpose are a truck's greatest virtue.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shan, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shan.
Nevada Newsmakers, we're always delighted to welcome back to the program Mason Van Howling. He is the CEO of University Medical Center, the largest hospital in the town of Las Vegas. Pleasure to have you back on the program, sir.
Thank you, Sam. Good to be with you and your viewers.
So we are taping this on the 13th of December. Where are we as far as the hospital is concerned with the whole COVID situation?
Sure. Well, it's interesting. The COVID numbers are kind of like an EKG currently. It's up and down and kind of fluttering. So currently, as of today, there's 606 COVID patients directly admitted in Nevada hospitals. 500 of those patients here in Las Vegas. At UMC, we've got 42, but half of those we find that are asymptomatic because we test every patient that comes through our doors, regardless of why they're there. So currently we have 21 that are directly admitted for COVID. We are seeing some vaccinated, but they are far less acute and lower level care, probably mainly because of boosters, hesitancy or delays, but we're doing really well. The hospitals in the state of Nevada are extremely full for a variety of other things. Just getting busier overall. Acuity is high. There are patients that we're seeing that delay their care for a variety of reasons, but again, this is the time of year we're typically busy. But COVID patients represent about 6% of our overall population that we're seeing.
Okay, and no danger, it sounds, at this point of the hospitals being overrun.
You know, you can never say that. As I look at what's surrounding us around Nevada.
I guess today.
Today, absolutely. You know, you see what's going on in Arizona currently, and 25% of the patients that are in their hospitals are COVID-related. So obviously we've taken a lot more precautions here with indoor masking currently, really pushing hard on vaccines. So, but we're holding our own, but it's still starting to cool off out there, and that's where you see more colds, coughs, respiratory illness that create spreads of virus.
Are you seeing many of your people, your employees at the hospital, concerned about getting vaccinated?
You know, I'm happy to report, effective November 1st, we had a hospital mandate to require vaccinations of all of our employees. We feel that's very important, not only for the safety of our patients, but for our employees and their families. So we're at about 99% vaccinated. We do have an accommodation process for those that have medical exemption and religious exemption. But effective November 1st, we're fully vaccinated and probably the highest vaccinated employer in the state.
What strikes you about people who are so concerned about the vaccines at this point in time, despite the fact that millions of people across this country, hundreds of millions of people, have gotten vaccinated with mild to zero issues?
You know, we still see a lot of people searching on the internet or getting their information from someone that's perhaps not always a credible source, but this is the best vaccine the world's ever seen, you know, with Pfizer, Moderna, J&J, and many others that are out there throughout the world. We're seeing it very effective. And I have personally seen where we did not have a vaccine and close to 30% of our patients were COVID. It was a much older population, and you're seeing that 70-year-olds go down to 50-year-olds in the hospital, and pretty much every patient that we see come through our doors that are in the ICUs or on ventilators are unvaccinated. So it is effective. Again, we recommend getting the boosters if you haven't gotten one, but again, seek a trusted source. Seek out medical information from your doctor or UMC.
You know, it's interesting you bring that up, because it strikes me over the last 2 years that part of the problem has been, instead of your family doctor or your hospital telling you that this is a safe thing to do, we've relied on politicians to do it. And I'm not picking on anybody from any particular party, but it's just the trustworthiness of politicians to the general public is at a pretty low level. And so perhaps it would have been better from the beginning that we'd have been listening to doctors, and especially family doctors, rather than politicians. Does that ring a bell with you at all?
It does. You know, unfortunately, you've seen other noise or information kind of supersede the medical advice of our professionals, our physicians out there, and the scientists. But you know, we continue to advocate and educate where we can. But you're exactly right. I think that's kind of what delayed this rollout, where we've seen other vaccines throughout U.S. history be very effective in causing reductions of pandemic and the spread of virus. So, again, we continue to push here in the state of Nevada, and again, seek out your physician's guidance on that.
And don't necessarily look to 100 years ago for your advice on how to deal with things today.
Correct, exactly.
All right, let's take a break. We'll be back with Mason Van Howling after this timeout.
Calamity. It lurks around every corner.
Or not.
That's why UMC Quick Care is around every corner, with locations around the valley.
UMC Quick Care, for all your small calamities.
The signs and symptoms of cataracts can start out small, with subtle changes in your vision. So don't wait. Be proactive and take your vision into your own hands. If you're experiencing the onset of cataracts or just have questions, contact your eye care professional or call Eye Care Associates of Nevada today. Dr. Hiss has years of experience specializing in the surgical correction of eye disorders and has completed over 84,000 vision-correcting procedures. At Eye Care Associates of Nevada, we'll change the way you look at the world.
Kenny, Dad? Why are you learning? This place is great.
Huh?
You gotta try this. Wow, this stuff is great. People are gonna love it.
Yes. Yes, they were.
Each day, the Children's Advocacy Alliance partners with leaders, legislators, and families across Nevada to improve children's health, education, economic well-being, and safety. We recognize Nevada will be no better than the state of its children. Be a part of this change. Be a supporter of the Children's Advocacy Alliance. For more information, go to caanv.org.
Serving Our Kids Foundation's mission is to serve homeless, at-risk, and food insecure children in grades K through 8 throughout Southern Nevada. During the pandemic, Serving Our Kids has seen a 42% increase in the number of children served, providing more than 4,500 meals to kids in over 100 schools weekly. Serving Our Kids is powered by community support and volunteers. To learn how you can help, visit servingourkids.org.
Calamity. It lurks around every corner. Or not.
That's why UMC Quick Care is around every corner, with locations around the valley.
UMC Quick Care, for all your small calamities.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Mason von Howling. He's the CEO of University Medical Center. So a lot of people were concerned to come to the hospital or go to their doctor's offices during COVID, not because they had COVID, but because they were concerned to get it. So a lot of surgeries and other procedures were put off. You mentioned it a little bit earlier, but would you expand on that? Are you seeing things getting back to normal as far as that?
We are. We're really back to normal. In fact, our volumes are exceeding 2019 volumes. You've got COVID patients, but again, that's a very small portion of our current business. And with UMC's ambulatory division, with our primary care network, our urgent care networks, and I'll talk a little bit about our online services that we're offering now. We're seeing that demand is extremely high. And this time of the year, towards the end of the year, everybody's trying to meet their co-pays and deductibles right before the new year sets. And as you know, unfortunately, those continue to go up every year with insurance. So we're seeing a lot of demand for outpatient elective volumes in the month of December.
As far as, you know, we always talk about the need for doctors and nurses in the state. How far behind the curve are we in terms of being able to hire the people that we need?
You know, we're really pushing hard, especially at UMC. We're an academic institution where we do a lot of teaching, both with nurses, technicians, and physicians. We're partnered with UNLV School of Medicine. We're very excited about that partnership with our medical school, our residents, and our fellows. But it's clearly not enough. We need to do more in our state with growing our own healthcare workforce. But currently, it's a little difficult right now. We've got a good product. The state is great to move to. We've got good sign-on bonuses and retention bonuses, but right now some of the inflationary pressures that we're seeing in the state, and in particular around real estate, is creating some a little bit of a hesitancy for individuals moving here outside of Nevada. So we're challenged with that right now. We've made some good offers, but we've had people turn us down because the price of housing, people want to buy a house, they want to set roots here, but they get a little sticker shock when they start looking at home prices. And then obviously school systems are very important, close to your home. So, but that's a challenge that we're working through currently with our HR department and our recruiters.
Okay, so inflation obviously is an issue, and inflation doesn't look like it's going to be backing off, at least in the short term, if not even a little bit longer term. How is that going to affect the pricing for people who need services?
You know, we're really very focused on that, making sure that we maintain our costs, the things that we can control, the supply costs, and certainly the supply chain issues that we're seeing nationwide. Hospitals here in Nevada, they're not immune to that, like any other Nevada
so
business.
So what areas are you suffering?
You know, in issues around computer chips, obviously technology, and we're very technology-driven. Everything we do in healthcare has some type of IT component, but also things around plastics, resins, aluminum, all those things that go into gauze and tubing, and then also crutches, all those things, the price has gone up significantly. So we're sourcing the country, sourcing the world to be able to stay ahead of that. But we've got a great team at UMC that works day and night to make sure our team has the supplies they need to do their job.
Do you see the pricing coming down at some point in the not too distant future, or do you think it's where it's gonna be?
It certainly is not going to go down over the next year or two. We're prepared for the long haul in this, particularly around the supply chain and labor. We are certainly paying a premium for the labor that we have today. And one of the things that I've reflected on going back to 2008 and the Great Recession, one of the things that I saw personally that during unemployment, high unemployment, people change their careers to healthcare because, again, we're a little bit more stable, can kind of ride out some of these storms. I'm not seeing that this go around where individuals are actually getting out of healthcare. It's a little harder to recruit the staff. So back to your original point is we need to really focus that on for the state for the next 10 years to be able to grow the workforce as our population grows.
Boy, it's kind of scary. I mean, this has always been a situation for Nevada that we've had a shortage of doctors and nurses in so many different fields. But it doesn't appear that, you know, as much as we're swimming upstream.
Right. And one of the things that we're trying to do at UMC, and I'm happy to report that we're launching our online care for those that do want to stay home and be able to get the strength of UMC in their home, supported by our UMC Quick Cares, be able to do online care 24 hours a day. So things like coughs, sneezes, respiratory, medication refills, some of those other visits that you want to be able to do in the comfort of your home, to be able to do that online. And again, I see that the future for us in particular. I think at some point that'll probably be around 20-30% of our business is going to be online. So we're preparing to that and giving the community what they are looking for.
All right. So and that basically comes under the heading of telemedicine, correct?
Correct. It does.
And you know, for me personally, my experiences with telemedicine have been great. I mean, you know, not to be at a doctor's office for 3 hours, but to be able to have a call 10 or 15 minutes before the doctor's ready. I don't see the downsides of that.
It's been wonderful for us. You know, it was an opportunity during COVID because we did see a lot of people reluctant to come into hospitals or just didn't want to leave the home to be able to go in an office setting. And I think COVID expedited that process, I know in particular for us. And the federal government and the state, in particular Nevada, recognizes a virtual visit the same as a physical visit where you're doing it in person. So we're excited about that and that opportunity to be able to provide that service for our patients.
Do you see yourself expanding further into rural Nevada because of telemedicine?
Absolutely. It does give us a kind of an entree into some of the high-level specialty services that UMC offers. So whether it's stroke, cardiology, neurology, those services that we can push out to the other parts of the community. And I see us being able to do that, in particular in Clark County. But also we're interested in growing our ambulatory division, our primary care and our quick cares and throughout the community.
All right, so just to go a little bit further in with this. So do you see things like, you know, Apple Watches and other computerized devices expanding in the ability for doctors to treat more and more things, you know, by telemedicine rather than in-person visits?
I do. I see that kind of the future. It won't be for everyone, obviously. And obviously, there's always that personal relationship with your physician to be able to see you face-to-face. And doctors are very good at doing assessments with in-person. But I do see a lot of home health monitoring, in-home monitoring for things sort of cardiac failure, respiratory failure, those type of things where you can monitor from a remote location. So I do see that the future, and UMC's online care is going to be able to start that for us, that process.
It's a fascinating world that's coming, and any time that I don't have to spend at the doctor's office is a little bit more productive.
Yes.
Let's take a break. More with Mason Van Howling after this timeout.
As you know, Reno is booming. Toll's development company is helping it grow with insightful design and development, building community with every project, adding beauty, adding excitement, emphasizing our shared humanity. Reno is becoming bigger. Toll's development is helping it become better, more livable, more enjoyable. To learn more, go to tollsdevelopment.com. tollsdevelopment.com.
Dimitri Prine here for Design Outdoor. Come visit Design Outdoor's store and backyard to see our wide selection of fire pits, barbecues, and pizza ovens, natural stone water features and fountains, and frostproof pottery. Our store and backyard are located at 11600 South Virginia, just north of DeMonte Ranch Parkway. Visit designoutdoor.com or call us at 851-9499.
Can't do it. Stupid, like my mom.
We can't do anything at Mommy's because you won't pay child support.
Dad said you cheated, and he's not even sure he's my dad.
Mommy said you left both of us, so she isn't gonna let me see you.
I look just like my father.
I'm divorce attorney Marilyn York, and I may represent men, but hate has no gender, only casualties. Please, stop sacrificing your children in your war against your ex.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Mason Van Howling. He is the CEO of University Medical Center. So obviously, we're going to see tremendous growth in the Las Vegas Valley over the next decades. How does this play into the medical world? Are you already looking for expansion into other areas beyond the areas that you're in right now?
We are. You know, one of the services that we're very proud of at UMC is transplant. We've been doing kidney transplants for a long time. We've built a wonderful team around that service line. We brought in some new talent as well. Last year we did 154 transplants. We're projected to do 184 this year, so 30 more. We've been able to shorten that service, that assessment time, and be able to transplant quicker. We're adding pancreas in the first quarter of next year, and then we're on a journey to bring liver transplant to UMC as well. But we continue to look at services that Nevadans leave the state for, and so we're working together to be able to keep those services in Nevadans at home. But I also think, Sam, you're going to see more competition coming into the market, those coming in from outside of Nevada to plant roots here to help deliver care in the state.
Medical tourism has been talked about for many years. Is that becoming more of a reality?
You know, that term has been around for a long time, and you would think that we had the infrastructure to be able to do that. Obviously, with Las Vegas and Reno as great destinations, and then the healthcare infrastructure here, but we're not quite there yet. I think you see fragmentation of that, but there's no one leader in medical tourism here in the state currently. But it is a concept that it's been talked about for a long time. It's just we haven't been able to pull it off like we would like to.
Let's talk about the infrastructure bill. Is there money in there for hospitals?
There is. There's a lot of money regarding the infrastructure bill. Obviously, the state is looking at that, Clark County. There's things around broadband and building hospital infrastructure. So there's a lot of criteria that UMC and other hospitals do fit in. We've applied for some of those dollars to be able to bring some of the infrastructure up as it was intended, but also expand into some of that broadband and telehealth that you had mentioned earlier.
The Build Back Better Act, does that contain potential benefits for the medical industry?
You know, essentially the infrastructure pieces, and so we're certainly going to try to capitalize on that where we can to be able to build our infrastructure. But regarding reimbursement rates and those types of things are not in that plan. And as you know, our state needs to continue to look at reimbursement rates here in the state to be able to pay our doctors fairly and hospitals fairly, but continue to expand services, but also technology.
All right. So where are we with that?
You know, I think it's been a challenge currently with the last couple of years. Obviously, the state's had a tough time with the budgets. I know Clark County as well, and the dollars and the revenue were on pause. But I think we're all getting back to some type of normal and having those discussions again on reimbursements rates for physicians and medical providers. So the governor has been very willing to have those conversations. Richard Whitley, who's the director of Health and Human Services. So as we continue to stabilize the economic conditions in the state, we're going to continue to have those conversations. And they've always been willing to have those conversations.
Let me go back to COVID for just a moment.
Sure.
Because in going around during NFR, I was surprised at some hotels. Some people were wearing masks, but a lot of people weren't. And the Gaming Control Board has mandated that everybody has to wear a mask. At other properties, there was strict insistence on masks. What do you make of all this?
Well, obviously, I kind of wear two hats, right? UMC's been on the front of COVID since the beginning, and that's kind of why I referenced that EKG that we're seeing with COVID numbers. Some weeks are better than others, and we see these spikes and then these drop-offs. So, again, the masks are working. We see that in comparison to other states. I really felt firmly that in mid-November we were going to get out of them. We got really close to. And then we had that little spike again as we continue to let our guard down, and we need to continue to push the vaccine to help slow the spread. But yeah, it's a little disappointing to be able to see where we're not all joining in this together, and you see inconsistency in different properties or businesses throughout the state of Nevada. So again, very supportive of trying to minimize this, and the quicker we can do all this, the quicker we can get out of the mask and move forward.
Do you think we're going to be looking at basically annual booster shots?
I believe so. I think there's still we're still looking at, now that we've been able to do children from 5 to 11, that's going to help us slow the spread. Although kids, again, from the beginning, didn't seem to be as affected or as acute in hospital admissions and deaths related to COVID. So, but again, that will help slow the spread at home for those that may be vulnerable. But I do feel like this is going to be something that we're going to always have a vaccine for that will probably get combined with other flu vaccines on an annual basis. So again, I think this is here forever, and we're just going to have to deal and manage with it moving forward.
International travel is a huge player for Las Vegas. It's the biggest spenders because they come from a long distance. They tend to spend more nights here. And yet the rules and regulations seem to be getting tougher and tougher. What are your thoughts on you know, international travel and when we might get to some kind of stable system?
You know, we follow that very closely at UMC. In fact, I'm happy to report we had our grand opening of our airport clinic, our Express Care at LAS, which was really needed there. Not only were we able to provide care for patients coming through that are feeling ill, but also we provide COVID testing for the travelers coming in, both from nationally but also internationally to Las Vegas. And then also happy to report last week we won a bid to be able to do all the COVID testing for the Las Vegas Convention Authority. So that's going to help bringing more business back to Las Vegas for those having conventions at the center. We'll be able to do testing for all those conventions coming in. So again, we're trying to support and the community reopening. But yeah, the rules continue to kind of fluctuate, but we're extremely nimble on making sure that we're following that and adjusting as quickly as we can for the state.
I will have to get your cell phone number because we're planning on an Italy trip next year, and I'll need to make sure I get all my shots in the right order.
We got you covered, Sam. Don't worry.
Mason,
we'll get you there.
Always a pleasure to see you, my friend. Thank you for being here.
Thank you, Sam. Appreciate it.
And we'll be right back.
Brian Culpa Photography was born in the rolling hills of Massachusetts, and now he can help you experience the stunning beauty of Nevada in a whole new way through the power of flight. Flying has always been a passion for Brian, and at Brian Culpa Photography, he can make your imagination soar. Brian has the creative mind and tools to tell your unique story. Experience the bird's eye view at brianculpaphotography.com.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
Safety. We all think about it. You think about it when he buckles in, when you check your mirrors and put away your phone. RTC thinks about safety too. In fact, we create it. Center turn lanes mean fewer blind spots. Bike lanes keep cyclists and you safe. Roundabouts reduce injury collisions. And all these crosswalks are designed to keep families like yours safe. Safety is your priority and it's ours too. Every day, in everything we do.
Pro Group Management specializes in providing industries with the necessary components to satisfy and exceed workers' comp requirements. Every business has unique needs and specific regulations. Pro Group Management stays ahead of the curve, providing up-to-date services to keep your industry in top form. Discover how we simplify your tasks, improve efficiency, and reduce expense to keep you moving in a positive direction. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
We'll see you on the next broadcast. Thanks for watching Nevada Newsmakers. We'll see you next time.